Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Well, welcome everybody. Another edition of the Bridge and Spider
Pod Dog.
It's the Pod Dog.
Wow, sorry. Yeah. I didn't know it was all inclusive. In I feel left stereo. Out. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, do you want to do it again? Here we go. Yeah.
You can see the lineup. Ready?
Welcome everyone to another edition of the Bridge and Spider
Pod Dog.
He's a wet dog here today.
Wow. Wet diggity dog.
Yes. What are we doing?
Well, lots on this potty, the pod dog.
No, I mean personally, what are we doing?
I don't know. Yeah,
no one knows.
I want to cover off a little bit of sport today on the pod dog. I only want to look at the Australian World Cup in cricket. Did we get any boos? We spoke to the Barmy Army yesterday. I also want to, I've got a new campaign out there. Izzy Flower, everybody's backing him with a GoFundMe page.
Oh, yes.
He's over 1.5 million. Mm. I've got an idea. I'm jumping on board. Not easy. I've got my own campaign to make Australia great again.
Oh, there we go. I've heard that slogan before somewhere. Yeah.
Not your own.
Uncle Clive.
Did the weather get in the way of your wedding? I kind of want to know your stories, but I kind of don't either. The weather is crazy. I am getting organised with the wedding, but I'd love to know your stories. What were your plan Bs? What happened when the weather got in the way of your wedding?
And being the Gold Logie Week, the Logie Week, we thought we'd talk to another Gold Logie nominee, and this bloke is funny, from Hard Quiz.
Hard Quiz and Hard Chat. He's very funny, and he started a campaign, a smear campaign, against his fellow Gold Logie nominees.
Yeah, Tom Gleason coming up. This is another edition of the Bridge and Spider
Pod Dog!
Spider Everett, AFL legend.
It's
and unsuccessful coach.
My young son Boston is starting to play a bit of footy. I thought I could be an assistant coach. I got knocked back.
It's Spider Sport on Gold 92.5.
Yeah, plenty happening in the world of sport. World Cup last night, Australia versus England, the Poms. We spoke to the Barmy Army yesterday and they were very, very quiet last night. This is all they gave us as Steve Smith walked out onto the ground. A little bit of booing.
The chant.
Well, they didn't have a lot of time to chant. Warner and Finch Warner and Smith got the Aussies off to a flyer. Made a 100 partnership and we ended up winning by 64 runs, which is great. Puts us into the semi-finals and the Kiwis are favourites. So looks like we might be playing New Zealand in the final if we can get over the semi-final, which would be huge.
Yep.
You know, it's so different now. I saw the captain, the Australian captain on telly last night. I thought, I don't even know who you are. I've never heard of you.
Aaron Finch.
But then again, I'm not a cricket
connoisseur. You take a book to the cricket. Mm.
Yeah. No, but we're going through it this morning. And Behrendorf, he took 5 wickets for Australia. Same thing. You go through the lineup.
Yes.
There's a couple of guys you've never heard of. Yeah. And we even said it this morning, sitting around the breakfast table, saying the Aussie Cricket Australia got to get these players out there. Got to give them some publicity. They've got to put their little pictures, maybe not in a, because they used to give them in the Weet-Bix box. Cricket cards. Yep. Maybe put them on a smashed avocado or something. I don't know.
Diamond earrings.
Whatever you do, because they've got to get the Aussie sports stars out there. Now, what about this? The supercars, we know the GC600, massive gap now in the market. Unfortunately, a huge gap. I don't know how we're going to fill it.
What?
No more Miss Supercars.
What?
That's it.
Oh. No more Miss V8, no more Miss Indy, no more Miss Supercars. They've banned that from the program this year.
Just going to hold flags and signs and things.
Well, exactly. This is the platform for Jennifer Hawkins. This is the platform for so many young wags and models that want to actually succeed and do something. And absolutely being stripped. Nude.
Yeah, stripped. You like that. It's sad because as a woman, I admire them. I look at them and I try and find some cellulite just to make me feel better. But, you can't. And that's okay.
I've looked myself. Nothing.
Nothing. You've had a thorough look.
I've tried, but nothing.
All right.
And also, now we need your support.
Yes.
What's happening? Your support.
Yeah. All right.
We want to make State of Origin great again. Now, Rob McLeod might be able to help us out here. And, Bridge, if you want to make State of Origin great again, what pre-game entertainment would you have? Eskimo Joe is under the pump at the moment saying they were no good for State of Origin. They're way too
old. And the first one, who was that?
Briggs. Briggs, yeah.
Never heard of him. Look, I think when in doubt, wheel out the rogue traders like they normally do. Natalie Battingwaite.
Yes,
get her back.
Yeah, Rob McLeod.
I'd like to see Billy Idol have another crack because he came out for the grand final and the power let him down.
Just waiting for some power.
And there was a hovercraft and that was it.
Yeah, we've seen some bad ones, but I reckon there's only one person. I've started a petition, change.org. Okay, you can go there and it says, Spider is counting on you. Spider Everett needs your help with Make State of Origin pregame entertainment great again.
Okay.
Join Spider. At the moment, I have zero supporters, but...
So you just need sort of signatures?
Signatures, go there and just say, I'm supporting for this petition. Yes. So change.org, Make State of Origin great again. This is what I want to see. Game 3, ANZ Stadium, July 10. Yes. It's going to be the decider. This is who we need.
Maybe.
This. Oh, there we go.
Oh, bit of numbers. But it's got to be this one, doesn't it? Oh, that's what we need.
She performed at the grand final years ago when the Broncos won.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah. I don't know about the Nutbush, but she can just do simply the best three times.
Nutbush, yes.
The team's doing the Nutbush in unison. So what's the website again?
Change.org. Okay, go there. We want to make State of Origin pregame entertainment great again. We want Tina back. They're simply the best.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
We welcome this very funny lady each and every week.
Oh, it's very exciting. I can only say it by saying Ellen Briggs.
Yeah, it's weird. You can't say your name.
You can't say it.
No.
Well, I always say just Alan.
Alan. Yeah.
A lot of people, it sounds like Alan. Have I told you before my dad's name was Alan?
Oh.
So when my mum used to, we didn't know. We'd both go, whenever she called me.
See, my dad's name's Peter, so we're both Peters.
Right.
So same thing. When we got a fine in the mail and it said Peter Everett, we're like, no, that's yours, Dad.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and there were no photos back then.
No.
What car? Yeah, exactly. How great.
What's going on, Mama?
Oh, well, I just heard about Ben's little baby. That's exciting.
I know, how cute.
I would have had a million of them if they stayed that little. I love little babies. Yeah, not so fussed on teenagers. But I was actually, we were laughing the other day about one of my kids. When I got an IUD put in, the contraceptive IUD, and there was lots of talk about it in the house. Big day, not much happens in Mullumbimby. And so, all the town was out. It was a big day.
Celebrated.
Oh, yeah.
Street parade.
Yeah, we're all out that night talking about how it was. Anyway, one of my kids, a couple of days later, he was like a bit worried. And I said, what's wrong, mate? And he goes, that thing you had put inside you? And I went, yeah. And he goes, will that blow up? Why would it blow up?
Okay.
And he goes, because I saw on the news one time that people got blown up by an IED. And you know what I told him?
What?
I said, no, it'll only blow up if you're naughty.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
A mobile phone ban will be enforced for every student at every public school across Victoria from next year. First term, next year, done, that's it. Forbidden from using your mobile phones, but between the first bell and the last bell, you've got to lock it away, which means not even your lunch break. Now, the reason they want to do this, it's one of some of the most stringent mobile phone rules in the world, apparently, is to slash distraction rates and cyber bullying. I mean, two things, that's a great thing to slash. And we do know that Pimpamar State Secondary College adopted this last year.
Yep.
And they've had nothing but positive feedback, positive things. The attention rate has skyrocketed. Bullying has been reduced.
It's good.
So why is this just a Victorian thing?
Yeah, interesting. And we want to know too, give us a call, 13 27 10, for all the parents heading out there towards school at the moment. Give us a ring. 5 calls says it all. Is or should this be brought into, Queensland, southeast Queensland? Should it be a national thing?
Yeah.
And not just through public schools. Should all schools ban mobile phones between first bell and last bell? I can't see the negative in it.
No, they don't need it during school.
I don't think they do. They definitely have enough time on it after school. They definitely have enough time on it over weekends. And realistically, if they're at school, like, we used to do, if there is any trouble, the teachers are more than, confident enough to get in contact with us if something happens. They don't need to speak to their children. Well, I don't know why you need to speak to your children between classes, lunchtime or recess anyway.
You've got it after school if you need to call beforehand, but your parents, you know, you've just seen them. But it's a great idea as well because I just think when it comes to playtime, you can play.
Yeah.
Can't you? And I hang out, talk, socialise.
Don't know if they call it playtime in high school anymore.
No, but that's what I mean. Well, they can talk and socialise in high school, but in primary school, you know, you could, it's playtime, but...
I think it's what you get used to, isn't it? It's what you get used to as well. If you don't have it for a while, it'll just be like, well, I haven't seen it for a while. I'm used to that now, and I'll just carry on with my day.
Yeah, but why is it only Victoria?
Yes.
It's interesting, isn't it? Just Victoria. I don't know why we can't do things nationwide. So give us a call, 13 27 10. Should mobile phones be absolutely banned between first bell and last bell at all schools across Australia, and especially here in southeast Queensland, because that's what we're talking about and more concerned about?
Yeah, that's right. Let's do it now. 13 27 10, five calls, says it all. Trent in Oxenford, should this be a nationwide ban with mobile phones in schools?
Oh, most definitely. Yep. But they need to take it the step further. So from what I've seen in the news stories and all that, like, they're banning the phone, but they've still got their smartwatch, which connects to their phone. They've still got their iPad that connects to their phone.
Oh, boy. Yes.
So it meets the purpose. All they're doing is banning the phone. But, like, they can still send text messages and do phone calls through their watch.
Yeah.
Kids are smarter than us.
Yeah. And even through their laptops, they're able to email everyone they want anyway. So they are a little bit smaller.
And I thought we were cool putting just notes on the back of your ruler.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got here Darren and Bigger Rewarders. Hello, Darren. Do you think this should be a nationwide ban?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I was just saying, my little girl takes her phone to school now. She's in Queensland. She's 10 and it gets locked in the office.
Yeah.
There you go.
Locked
in the office. Yeah, just great.
Your phone, actually, poor quality.
Let's ban Darren's phone.
Thanks, Darren.
Simone, Mount Nathan, hello. Do you think it should be a nationwide ban, not just a Victorian ban with the phones in school?
It absolutely should be a ban. Absolutely. Our kids are becoming, you know, unsociable. They don't know how to socialise with people, and it's a big, big issue. My son's school does lock them in their office.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, in their lockers, but they can check them at lunchtime. They have to put them back. But I don't think they should be able to do that because you said some kids do sneak them out and they take photos, and it's just so wrong, and they shouldn't be allowed at all.
Yes, Simone.
Really bad.
Great idea, and I reckon, not even checking them at recess at lunchtime.
No, there's no need to.
And as we said, five calls says it all. That's three saying absolutely ban them. So there it is, bans phones at school.
You are the worst wedding singer in the world, buddy.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
Bridge and Spiders Wednesday Wedding Update.
Yeah, it's only 10 weeks, 3 days. If you're counting like I am, I'm waiting for the invite. But that's okay. We all are. Bridge, your wedding, early September, only 10 weeks away.
Yes.
How's it all going?
Look, yesterday was actually quite productive. Got a lot done, getting the invitations made, asking for people's addresses, getting the cars organised to get us there and a little special treat after the wedding.
It was funny, actually. I must admit, I did get a text saying, what's your address for the invite? And I said, I see you every day.
And I went, that's the point.
I've got to ask you a question, though.
Yes.
Looking, because I know that it's a beach wedding, so you're on that beautiful beach setting here on the Gold Coast.
Beautiful.
If it was today, it's not today, but if it was, what is your plan B?
Look, this was a worry. This is what I mean.
Because you don't know.
No, I was really organised and then the rain was pelting down. I thought, what if this happens? What's the go? We do have a plan B, which is have it at the venue, which is awesome. But the thing is, it's kind of not what you want. You want it at the beach.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Is it?
No.
And the thing is, we do want it outside and Jamie's a surfer and it's all very much us. It's in our front yard. Corumban, that's where we want
it. It's kind of that risk you take,
isn't
it?
And it is. And Jamie's doing the whole, it'll be perfect on the day, hon. Don't worry,
you're like, when we played footy, during winter, if you're playing at a stadium with a roof on, it'd be fine.
Yes,
but if you're playing outdoors, you look at the weather map every day. So 2 weeks out from your wedding, all you're going to do is look at the weather map and try and think, okay, is it going to be raining? Is it going to be perfect? You look 2 days advance, 2 days early and go, okay, if it's all sunshine, we're good. If there's a little bit of rain around, we're every chance.
Well, it's such a big day. You want to have a bit of an insurance policy, don't you?
Of course. I mean, you can organise every part of it. When it comes to the weather gods, it's something you have no control of.
That's right.
I'd love to know on 13, 2017, did the weather get in the way of your wedding? Maybe it was scorching heat. Maybe it was cyclonic weather, floods. a massive thunderstorm. And you know what brides never want to hear when it's absolutely torrentially raining down? Oh, it's good luck. It's good luck to rain on your wedding day.
And Rochelle from Oxenford is here, Bridge.
Hi, Rochelle. Did the weather affect your wedding?
It totally ruined my wedding day from start to finish. We'd had an open top, you know, one of them old cars that has no roof, like an, I can't think of what it's called.
Like an Oldsmobile,
Yeah. And because it totally poured rain, I ended up having to go in my mum's car in the back seat, and it was covered in dog hair. So I had dog hair all over my wedding dress.
Well, it's better than a see-through wedding dress, I suppose.
Oh, don't.
Well, this is true, but...
Oh, no.
It was a total nightmare. From start to finish, it was just horrendous, absolutely horrendous.
So, of course, from a female point of view, it wrecks your hair.
Photos.
Then it goes fuzzy. Photos. Yep. Did it get dirty?
It did. I got had mud all up my dress. The reception place wouldn't let in because we couldn't go get photos because it was pouring rain. They wouldn't let us in, so we're all standing outside of the venue going, what the hell? Like, let us in. It's pouring rain.
Oh,
no. Like, sorry, we can't. And I'm like, what do you mean we can't? You've not paid you like thousands and thousands of dollars. Just open the freaking door.
Can I ask you one question then? And thanks for calling. Are you still married?
No.
It wasn't good luck. No.
I don't want to hear this. It's okay.
Okay, everything's all right, everyone. Stay calm.
Rochelle, the marriage may not have lasted, but I've got some good news for you. Yeah.
Yes.
You're going to the movies, all right?
Awesome.
Double. Oh, no. Okay. Well,
it's a double.
Take a friend. Take one of your brides, mate. Oh, maybe not. No, okay. Yesterday, everyone.
No, I won't talk about the
bride. Yeah. Oh, no. What am I doing? Yesterday, everyone knew the Beatles. Today, only Jack remembers their songs. Yesterday in cinemas, June 27. You got a double to go and check that out, Rochelle, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
And sorry, we brought up the memory. Yeah, good luck. Great.
You might go and see it twice by yourself.
Don't.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
I'm having a crack at essential oils.
Hey, what have they done to you?
I'll tell you what they've done to me. They've made me sick. That's what they do. Oh. All natural products, they say. They cost an arm and a leg. But what a waste of time. Do they actually do anything?
Oils ain't oils.
Exactly. Oils ain't oils. Sheree, my wife, she's all over it. You know, she's saying, are you to get the winter garden on the saddlewood or whatever it is in the
sandalwood.
End? Sandalwood. The Eco Zen.
It's my favourite.
Is it?
Sandalwood, yeah.
Oh, and then
beautiful
they go,
smell.
Cypress, you know, that's good for sprains and muscle soreness and all this kind of stuff.
Yes, it is. Oh,
what's wrong with Voltaren? They have peppermint. They say peppermint's really good for headaches. You know, we've had Panadol around for years. Peppermint's going to do absolutely nothing
oils,
for your headache.
Ain't oils.
Yep. And there's Ocotier for fungal. There's clove oil for natural spray for a toothache. And they say cellulite.
That does work.
Oh, please.
My dad is a dentist. He recommended all the time. He said, put clove oil on.
And then they
really?
Say,
yes.
They say grapefruit oil, good for cellulite. Heard about going for a run or maybe to the gym. That might help it as well. Lavender might help pimples, they say.
Wow.
What's wrong with Clearasil? And that, someone brought this thing called Thieves, and it's all natural cleaner. It stinks. It cleans little. What? Just use spray and wipe. I don't understand. It's so expensive. Seriously.
Because they're full of chemicals. All that other stuff you're saying, all the alternatives are chemicals.
Okay. Here's this.
Right.
Expensive, neck level. This is, and they've got frankincense. Pure.
Yes.
Yang Lang or something.
Lang Lang.
What about this one? What about this one?
Oils, ain't oils.
Yes.
This is oils, ain't oils.
All right.
An Australian Shores oil. How do you get an Australian Shores oil?
Now,
that is absolutely taking the mickey out of us. Let's be honest, they do absolutely nothing. The doctors aren't recommending it. So why does everybody else recommending all these? Sheree buys them like by the dozens. And it's like, hang on. Do you really, really think these things or these oils are seriously going to work? I say they're an absolute waste of time. The only time oil is good for anything...
There we go.
..is when you cook fish and chips in it.
Oh, you're an idiot.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Gold Logie nominees.
You may know this guy. He's pretty hard and he loves to chat.
Yeah, let's chat hard.
Oh,
Tom Gleeson, hello.
Good morning.
Can we just say behind the scenes, it's so nice to finally speak to you because We spoke to Tom Gleisner once, and we thought it was you.
Oh, so, dear. Yeah. That must have been so weird when he was polite.
It was.
It was upsetting, to be honest.
We were devastated.
Yeah, that's funny. I used to always get it the other way around. I actually did a show in the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and there were five people in the front row who were looking at me very quizzically, and they were from Australia. And then halfway through the show, they said, "You're not Tom Gleisner." And I said, "I know I'm not. I'm Tom Gleeson, the person who's on the poster that you looked at when you bought the ticket." And then I ripped into them so they would remember how different I was.
Hey, Tom, looking at the Logies, I've had a couple of little bets, a sneaky one on Roger Corsa, also Costa Georgiakis. But you are favourite. Have you ever been favourite for anything before in your life?
No, I never have. I've been doing comedy for over 20 years. I usually land outside the awards because I'm too busy selling out venues and not doing anything that's critically acclaimed. So I'm not used to being popular. So I'm a bald, middle-aged man hosting a quiz show on the ABC. It makes absolutely no sense. Our show doesn't even give away money, and somehow I've landed at the front. I don't know how it happened.
Have you ever won an award before? Any award? Like, even if it was at school?
Yeah, I won an award for maths when I was in year 9 and year 10, and then I didn't win it again.
There you go. That's right. That's something.
Oh, see? It is something. How do you go with the spraying celebrities? I mean, you're very clever at it in your hard chat. You're able to face people, absolutely roast them. Rover's my favourite. You just got him. Absolute beauty. Does anyone ever take it seriously?
I do remember a chap called Wyatt Roy. You might remember him. He's a politician. He was one of the youngest ones in the parliament.
Oh, yes.
He was from up your way. And he, halfway through, he actually looked at me and he said, "This is really easy." I said, "Oh, really? How did it feel stabbing Tony Abbott in the back? Did he enjoy it?" And then the blood drained from his face and he realised he made a huge mistake. Oh, you want to go, do you?
Well, yeah, you look at Rove, James Blunt, you've had Pauline, I haven't had a fish and chip shop, you had Jimmy Barnes, Anthony Kalia, like you had been a singing show, and Sophie Monk, and Carl Hu. Like, yeah, Carl Stefano, he's not even on television anymore.
I know.
When it first started, I had to pull in a lot of favours to get people to come and sit in the chair. But then once it started to gain a bit of momentum, I think Sophie Monk was a real tipping point.
Yeah.
Within 2 days, it had been seen by over a million people. It had spread to the US and overseas. And after that, people started to ask to go on it. And so I have to thank Sophie Monk. I think she really made it.
You made her.
Yeah. She made me too. Goes both ways.
Oh, wow. This is
like Dania.
Is this a lesson in biology?
Dania the gold?
Well, we would love Spider to be on Hard Chat because he sprays everyone every day on the radio. He has his spray. He thinks he's normal and everyone else is weird. I would love you to absolutely crucify and roast the pants off him.
Well, next time I'm in your studio, I'll have to do it then because I feel like I need to eyeball someone because one of the specialties of Hard Chat is I stick the knife in, but I do it while making eye contact.
That's the beautiful thing we love. And paying $1.72 at the Logies, I wish you all the best. Yep. Come on.
I'm the favourite, but favourites haven't done well recently. Bill Shorten, Brexit. I mean, it's not good. I'm a bit nervous.
Look, you'll be great, Tom. Enjoy your time up on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you so much.